This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Next question from another viewer. Some Muslims are extremely rich and have several huge companies and factories and such like. Should zakat be paid on complete assets that the person owns or only on its goods that it's acquired?
Again, the same difference of opinion. The normal ruling is that you pay zakat on the merchandise and goods of trade, what you buy and sell. But the place where your business is, it's free from zakat. You may have vehicle which you use for transportation, that's free from zakat. But only on the goods and merchandise you pay zakat. But this example is again of a very rich Muslim who has many companies, many factories, maybe costing millions of dollars. Should he pay zakat only on the goods or on the full assets? Again, the same group of scholars say that since he's excessively rich and the company is very big, and normally what rich people do, that they have one company, whatever profit they get, no one stores it in the house. He won't keep it in the lock and key. He won't buy gold and keep it. He'll buy one more factory. That's an investment. So a person who has few factories, who makes millions of dollars a month, the moment he gets it, within a few months, he invests. He opens one more factory. Then he earns more. He opens one more factory. So if he has to pay only on the goods per se, the stock will be a very small amount. But the cost of the factory will run into hundreds of millions of dollars. So I agree again with the same group of scholars who say that if a person owns many factories, so zakat should be paid on the complete asset of the factory, including the land. Our beloved Prophet ﷺ further said, it's mentioned in Sahih Bukhari, volume number 7, hadith number 5672, the Prophet said, that a person will be rewarded for everything that he spends, except what he spends in making buildings. You know, so making buildings and all these big things. And further it's mentioned in Sahih Bukhari, volume number 4, hadith number 3185, the beloved Prophet Muhammad ﷺ said that I am not worried about my ummah as far as poverty is concerned, but I'm more worried about my ummah as far as prosperity is concerned, because previously many people were destroyed because of luxury and they used to compete with one another. So I'm worried about my ummah because of luxury, and they'll compete with one another. And as the early people were destroyed, they too will be destroyed. So Muhammad ﷺ was worried about these things, about luxury, you know, having big, big mansions, having big, big factories. And just to get on common terms, when the question is asked that when you buy shares, you know, stock market, halal stock, halal shares of a company which is halal, and you ask any scholar that you buy the share, do you have to pay zakat? They'll say yes. Whatever the value of the share, NAV, net asset value, you have to pay zakat on it. Now, when you buy shares of the company, the share cost is equivalent to the complete asset. It is not only on the goods. So when you buy shares from the stock market of a company, and then you're paying the full zakat of the share value, if a person owns a company completely, that means he's 100% shareholder. So there, when you buy 1%, 2% of the shares, you're paying complete amount of that 1%. That includes the land cost, everything. So here why, when you own it completely, you only need to pay on the goods. So here, agreed, it becomes the difference. So in share that, you have to pay on the net asset value. I believe in the company, you have to pay for the complete net asset value. And inshallah, that will increase the wealth of that rich man and will purify his wealth, inshallah. So the best thing is that, as Allah says in Surah Tawbah chapter 9, verse number 34-35, that hoard not gold and silver. There are people who hoard gold and silver and spend it not in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Give not zakat on it. Announce to them a grievous penalty where heat will be produced from the fire of hell, from the wealth they possess, and they'll be branded with it on the head, on the flanks and the back, and be told to them that taste is the wealth which you hoarded. So therefore, I'm of the opinion that zakat should be given even if it's a big mansion. Even though you're living in it, give zakat. If you have multiple houses, give zakat. If you own land, even given on rent, give zakat on it. If you own factories, give zakat. As a general rule, if the person is really very rich, he should give zakat on everything. I know that the basic necessity need not be given zakat, but it's safe for the akhirah that he gives zakat on the possession of the factory and everything so that it is safe and is free from the fire of.